Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we have the leave of the holiday of the Nativity of Christ. And time flies so quick. It looks like it just was yesterday that we had the Nativity, and it's already finished. But the same thing happens with our life. Our life, we seem to be just young and little children, and before you know it, we can become already old people, and ready to look forward to come to the Lord and the kingdom of heaven. And of course, the big tragedy is today that there are some people that do not believe that there is eternal life, and that there is heaven, and that there is hell. And these are the poor people that are fooled by the enemy, so that they will not strive in their heart and not work hard on themselves to take the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and only those who exert themselves are going to be able to enter into it. Today the people say, oh, there's no such thing. I'm just going to try to do the best I can to live on this earth and to enjoy myself, and I don't need to worry about any of that, because there's nothing there. There's nothing after I die. They don't believe that there exist the demons and that there exist the angels. And it's all trickery of the devil. It was in the Gospels today that we heard the Sadducees, they come over. They didn't believe in life after death, and or the angels and the devils. And they came up to Christ and they said, Lord, we had 7 brothers, and the first brother had died and left a wife without having a child. And by the rules of the Old Testament, the brother has to take her for his wife. And so second one took her, and he died and didn't leave any inheritance. And the third and the fourth, and finally all 7 of them had the wife, and nobody gave her a child. And they say, in the kingdom of heaven, whose wife is she going to be? Because all 7 of them had her for wife. And the Lord says, you don't understand. In heaven, there is no marriage. There will be no thing like that. People will live like angels. And but as far as the kingdom of heaven, don't you know that the Moses has said, our God is God of Abraham, Jacob, and all the prophets, and he is God of living, not God of dead. So with the Lord, everybody is living. And of course, well, they walked away. And my beloved, in the apostle reading today, we had St. James at the reading, St. James is talking about the tongue, how the tongue has to be curtailed, how the tongue cannot be allowed to at one time to praise and glorify God, and another time to curse a fellow human being, because we're all created by God. And he's giving us all kinds of examples over there. You should read that passage where he says how much evil the tongue, a little tongue, can do. Just like a little fire can make a big giant fire also, and destroy lots of things. Well, the same thing with our tongue. Our tongue can say something wrong, or to say something in anger, and which is going to cause so much harm, and it does cause so much harm. So we have to learn to actually to control our tongue. And the apostle says, if we can control the tongue, then we'll be able to control all the passions of our body. And he gives us an example. It's like the horse is being led by through the curtailing, or through her mouth. It's supposed to go to the right or left or whatever. And they wrote the same thing. If we control our tongue, we'll be able to, again, we'll be able to control everything else. And the tongue is a wonderful a wonderful tool to bring the truth and about the Lord and the love, but it also could be a terrible tool that the enemy will use to hurt people. And don't allow your tongue to be used by the enemy to hurt anybody. Just remember that we have to use the tongue to glorify God and to be able to do good deeds. Amen. God bless you.